SG Extra, only on Money FM 89.3. SG Extra, only on Money FM 89.3.
You're listening to Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. I'm Rachel Kelly with Shazad Haque. Now, Singapore and Malaysia are aiming to expand the land vaccinated travel lane scheme, which began today, to include general travellers from the middle of December.
Yeah, fantastic news, isn't it, for those Malaysians, of course, who've been here for a long, long time, and vice versa, of course. Discussions are also underway to pilot a CVTL to allow port calls between Singapore cruise ships to Malaysian ports.
So from the skies to the roads to the seas, Zakir Hussain, Singapore editor at The Straits Times, joins us now to tell us more. Zakir, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks. Good to join you again.
Good to have you with us. So Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong met with his Malaysian counterpart Ismail Sabri Yaakob today. And this is Mr. Ismail's first official visit as Prime Minister to Singapore. And the focus was obviously heavily on the much-awaited VTL, wasn't it?
That's right. Yeah.
So perhaps you can share with us, what were some of the key discussions during the first day of the VTL?
Yeah. So I think there were sort of positive signs in both. I think there were three things they sort of discussed that I think were noteworthy. The first was the hope that, you know, the VTL land will be open for general travellers by December, of course, COVID situation permitting. You know, this would allow greater general travel between both sides within half a month. The other possibility that was discussed was a possible VTLC, you know, so that Singapore cruise ships could call Malaysian ports. And at the same time, they also, you know, there's a possibility of VTL for travel between Tanah Merah Terminal and Desaru in Johor on the eastern coast. Now, the third thing that I think both leaders discussed was not, again, maybe not directly VTL related, but it was sort of, you know, the rail link with Malaysia. So both sides look forward to the rapid transit system with Johor starting passenger service by the end of 2026. Construction for that's ongoing. And, well, Mr. Ismail also raised the possibility of Singapore-Kuala Lumpur high-speed rail. So both sides had previously reached agreement to terminate the project. This was settled and closed. But nevertheless, I think PM Lee said Singapore's open to fresh proposals on the project, and both sides will, you know, maybe discuss the matter from a clean slate.
Things discussed, as you mentioned there, of course, I think the most immediate thing that many people are looking forward to is that VTL, the land VTL between the two countries. But the numbers are pretty modest, and we are talking about one of the busiest sort of lanes between countries, aren't we? It's something like 1,500 a day. Are we expecting this to be extended pretty soon?
So both sides said, you know, they expect to look at the situation and see how it pans out. And I think had Omicron not, you know, come into the picture, we could have looked at, you know, maybe 3,000 doubling gradually over the next few weeks. That's now, I think, in questionable, because even late last night, Singapore announced that passengers arriving from Malaysia on the land VTL would have to take an ART on arrival. And I think we might see further tightening of border measures in the days ahead.
That's right, Zakir. Omicron has really thrown a bit of a spanner in the works when it comes to the reopening of borders. So what might we expect to happen next now that we've had this grand event today?
Well, I think VTL land is likely to continue for, you know, the foreseeable, the next few weeks ahead. You might see a handful of positive cases and so on. But I think for the most part, this is a welcome move because, you know, you've had families and workers on both sides who have for far too long not been able to reunite and reconnect. And I think, as both Prime Ministers said, you know, regardless of the situation and how the virus evolves, you might take a few steps back. But I think the road ahead remains gradual reopening.
Yeah, of course, a calibrated approach is how I think both countries are looking to handle this. I think you've also mentioned the development of the Iskandar-Malaysia Economic Development Corridor, and I think Johor, that was discussed. What else was Mr. Ismail's agenda in this big meeting between the first time he's met Singapore's Prime Minister?
So I think it was the border reopening was a key issue, you know. They also discussed increasing cross-border connectivity. Currently, the VTL is just open for flights between Singapore and KL. And I think Mr. Ismail mentioned, you know, they're looking at cross-border air links to Penang, Langkawi, as well as to Kuching in Sarawak and Kota Kinabalu in Sabah. So I think they also discussed sort of, you know, convening the annual leaders retreats in the first 3 months of next year. And I think there are also several other issues which they discussed. They didn't elaborate on it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, you know, there's a range of issues both countries discuss, environmental issues, as well as cooperation on health and quite a few other matters.
What else was on Mr. Ismail's agenda? I mean, he also met with President Halima Yacob and he was presented with a orchid as well.
That's right. I think, you know, I think it's given it's his first official visit, mm-hmm. I think some of these formalities are part of what happens when key leaders visit. I think the orchid as well is on many levels, I think Malaysia is Singapore's closest neighbour, and I think the orchids all, well, a key part of major bilateral visits.
Interesting.
Well, now, to matters closer to home, in fact, just basically looking at the domestic situation, PM Lee said, of course, that Singapore is tracking the Omicron situation very, very closely. Of course, he's had to put that little caveat in that we have to be mentally prepared for what he said would be more bumps along the way. I mean, I guess he's trying to prime us and get us ready for what may come ahead, Zakir. I mean, what safety measures could we be expecting? I mean, could we be looking at groups of two again?
It's hard to say right now. My sense is I think going direct to groups of two would be a bit of an overreaction at the moment. But you might see maybe, an easing of some of the measures. For instance, some of the opening up could be on hold for a bit. I think one of the most likely measures that's likely to take place is sort of maybe a kind of holding off on some of these vaccinated travel lanes, or tighter testing requirements on arrival. You know, could, for instance, passengers who arrive on VTL be required to take a test on the third day or on the seventh day, even if they're allowed to move about fairly freely? There have also been reports of, you know, the Omicron variant sort of reaching Australia. And one of the initial reports said it came on a Singapore Airlines flight. So as far as we know, I mean, it's not been pinned down and confirmed, but there is the likelihood that the variant could already be circulating.
I think we'll all be watching this very, very closely to see what happens next. Well, Zakir, thanks so much for taking the time to speak with us today and share all those updates. Zakir Hussain, Singapore editor at The Straits Times. You're listening to Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.